Louie, Louie. The song everyone can kind of sing along with, right? But what are the words exactly? Jack Ely is responsible for that hard-to-discern sound. He was the lead singer of the Kingsmen, and Mr. Ely died this week at the age of 71. Now, there are hundreds of recordings of Louie, Louie. This version from 1963 is arguably the most famous, and it even became the subject of a two-year-long FBI investigation. Eric Priedel is making a documentary about the song's history. He joins us on the line from San Jose, California. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
How did this song come about?
Well, it was a song written by Richard Berry in 1955, recorded in 1957. It became a regional hit in the Pacific Northwest by Rockin' Robin Roberts and the Wailers, and it was covered by the Kingsmen and Paul Revere and the Raiders, who both recorded it the same week, the same studio in Portland, Oregon, at a little studio.
Wow. What interested the FBI?
Well, apparently they had some letters from some concerned parents that were very worried about these controversial lyrics that were passed around. Kids would hear these versions of the song, and they would pass around these written notes of what they thought were the lyrics. And parents were concerned, and they figured, my gosh, this sounds like a dirty song. I don't understand it. Maybe we should have an investigation of this sort of thing.
What did the accumulated resources of the FBI discover about the song?
That's a very interesting topic. In the 120-plus pages that I received from the FBI version, they looked at this recording backwards and forwards. They played it at different speeds. They spent a lot of time on it, but it was undecipherable at any speed.
So the FBI had to come up a cropper, as we say?
They spent some serious time on this. They brought a lot of agents out there. They investigated all sorts of people all around the country. As I look at this thing, the Kingsmen were actually first interviewed by the FBI in Chicopee, Massachusetts. Robert Kennedy received letters. J. Edgar Hoover received letters. The governor of Indiana thought it was a terrible song, and he discouraged broadcasters not to hear this version. And there were a lot of investigations in Detroit, Michigan as well.
You knew Jack Ely, right?
I did.
What did he think of all the attention the song got?
Well, it was real interesting because when the FBI investigated the song, they interviewed all sorts of people. They interviewed the Kingsmen. They interviewed Richard Berry. They interviewed Paul Revere of the Raiders. They interviewed the record producer. They interviewed the record label. But the one person they did not interview is the guy who sang the song, Jack Ely.
Is America a safer place because the FBI investigated this song?
I don't think the investigation so much made it safer, but it certainly provided some notoriety to the song and got people's attention. And I think if it got people to open up and be happy with themselves by dancing to some fun music with three chords that are real simple, and the FBI investigation helped in that, sure, why not?
Eric Priedel, his forthcoming documentary about this famous song is called The Meaning of Louie. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.